that offer. Okay. So yesterday we saw biggest sodya in Hilchos Betochen. Again, we're not going to the Shara Betochen. We're just trying to extract some principles in your thoughts based on what we've been learning up to now by Rutava. So the first thing is that the whole story of Betochen is Yishuv Adas and Menuchas Nefesh of the Boteach. Then we said a person has to be Boteach in something. There's no such thing as not being Boteach in anything. And then we said, whatever you have betochen in, that's what Hashem leaves you to. In other words, you have betochen in the bank manager, you have betochen in the doctor, Hashem leaves you with a doctor. I only have to go to a doctor. That's not the question. The question is, thank you. The question is, who do you have betochen in? Who are you relying on you to heal you? You're relying on the doctor, you're in a lot of trouble because then you're stuck with a doctor. You trust in Hashem, you have Hashem. But there's no such thing as not having betochen somewhere. It was a big chiddush that. And then we saw there's two problems. If you put betochen in something else, is first of all, you're leaving Hashem. And second of all, you're having betochen in something that really can't help you. The posuk in Yirmiyahu, that if you have betochen in a person, you're cursed. The poshut cursed. No one wants to be cursed. Then we said sometimes a person has betochen in his own abilities. He trusts his business skills. He trusts his physical strength, whatever the story is. So he says also, you won't get any success from that. In fact, you'll work yourself to death. You'll be exhausted and you'll be finished. And that's it. You won't have any major benefit. We kept your seat for you. You want to sit here? No, you can stay there. How much? You know, Mokum Shidu Mazal. Kenzani, Kresni, double. That's good.
And you get hit. You hit me.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hit you. It's not Gemara Shia, though. Okay. Gemara Shia, you get a clap. Yeah. I'm old. I've calmed down enough. And then we said if somebody trusts his wealth, then eventually his wealth will be taken away from him, given to somebody else. What else did you say? You know, maybe let's go from here. Shin Hay, if anybody wants to, there's another copy here. If you'll trust in his enormous wealth, talking about somebody who has such a problem, the wealth will get taken away and given to somebody else. We've seen that happen. He suddenly turns around and it's gone. But Nehma, okay, we're not going to go through all the psukim, as many psukim I mentioned yesterday. Nehma says, he brings mamash a whole list of psukim here to prove that if you trust your money, the money is gone. One of the evils I've seen, says Kohelis, in the world under the sun, is that wealth is guarded for the owners of the wealth, for their evil, to cause evil to them. Hooray! So we come to the conclusion, that's clue number one. We want to get to Menuchas HaNefesh from daigas, because they want to be worry-free. And the only way you can do that is you have betochen in Hashem. So understand the betochen in Hashem, as we mentioned yesterday, is the pinnacle, is the pillar that all your avodas Hashem stands on. Without that, you can't even start. Okay. V'achas ha-toiles, one of the benefits of betochen, we spoke about one of them yesterday, menuchas ha-nefesh, midaigas. What about betochen for avodas Hashem? We said betochen has three toilets, one for simcha and menucha in this world, and one for your ability to be avod Hashem. Maybe you say betochen shel al Hashem shelo yavo luzulose. You don't serve anyone else. Shelo yitle is tikvose banoshim. You don't put any hope in people. Velo yitzapil is ras bnei adam, and you don't anticipate or want any help from anybody. And you also don't do things for them because you're trying to find favor in the eyes. And you also don't flatter them. That doesn't mean you shouldn't say nice things to people. We're not talking about that. We're talking about in order to get something out of the person. And you don't agree to their incorrect views when it comes to avoidance Hashem. You tell them straight, because you're not worried about him. Yeah, but he's the guy that's paying the bills, whatever. He's not the guy paying the bills. If he says something that's wrong, under the circumstances, again, we were saying klalimia, sometimes you better to keep quiet. About if you're doing this because you're trying to make the guy not look badly about you because he won't give you a check, as lo kedai. And you won't be scared of them. Maybe he'll do bad to you. Again, a person has to be careful. You have to know who you're dealing with. Yeah, we're talking about a Baal here. Again, he's not talking about a Baal B'tochen. Is not talking about a Baal B'tochen. Rebindman is talking to us. The Chavis Lavavis is describing an ideal. A Baal B'tochen can walk through walls if he wants. Baal B'tochen lights candles with vinegar. We're talking about a Baal B'tochen. He's not scared about anybody. No, fear no man. You have to take precautions. You have to make your shtadlis. But in the Etzim B'tochen, Rav Avigdor Miller was kulu kulu, fear no man. And then he learned how to behave in the world in terms of all the shtadlis. Again, let me make the hakdama. When I'm learning B'tochen in the Chavis Lavavis anywhere else, I'm not dealing with shtadlis. You have to know how to separate shtadlis from B'tochen, otherwise you'll never understand B'tochen. Never. You can't understand B'tochen if you keep nibbling Ishtadlis into the B'tochen. Ishtadlis has nothing to do with B'tochen. You want to discuss something that's relevant to B'tochen, talk about Tfilin. It's more relevant to B'tochen than Ishtadlis. That's not true, but it'll help you to just get rid of this Ishtadlis story when you're learning B'tochen. We're talking about B'tochen. A person has B'tochen in Hashem, and no shum pachad for anybody. He says what he wants, when he wants, on based on the fact that that's the correct thing to do. Al pi shulchan aruch. In the world of Ishtadlis, you've got to handle them after yourself. You have to put in a burglar alarm, and you have to put up locks on your door, and you have to, you know, go on the other side of the road when there's a rosha, happy he has an ignores. Yeah. The kulu kulu in the world of Ishtadlis. I don't think of the Ishtadlis. Yeah. The Brisker Rov was the Rov of Brisk, so he held the keys to the Shechita. That was always the place. The Rov held the Pumba. The Kashu stamp was under the Rov's control. There was a Tekufa where the Maskilim, together with the Goyish, the governor there, tried to start a Shechita and get it away from the Brisker Rov, whatever. One morning, the Brisker Rov walked into the governor's house, and he's a very dangerous man. And he started and told him to inform him that when it comes to Kashus, I'm in charge and you have nothing to say. Told him straight. It was a risk to his life. And they did. They cooked up the whole thing. They nearly sent him off to the camp. So it took a lot of tachbulot, a lot of cleverness for him to get out of. But when it came to the shechita, you fear no man. He put his foot down. He said, I'm in charge of the shechita. You don't tell me what to do. He went with somebody to escort him. The guy got scared halfway and ran away. It was a scary thing to do. He was a Baal B'tochen. But then he made every bit of his shtadlis he needed to do in order to protect himself afterwards. But when we're talking about B'tochen, we're talking about B'tochen, not his shtadlis. That's why I said you have to be careful here, not to think that we can conduct ourselves according to this level of B'tochen, because we're not learning, we're not holding there. In the world of his shtadlis, we'll get to it. When we get to his shtadlis, he deals with his shtadlis, we'll deal with his shtadlis. He's not worried, they'll maybe have arguments with him, fights with him. And he should make every effort not to be dependent on their goodness in order that he doesn't have to trouble himself too much for their covert. Lo yis baishmem velo yetzdik lem es hasheker, kmo sh'amar hanavi, v'Hashem Elokim yazeli. Okay, lo nichlamti, okay, samti, ponai, chalamish, vaide, ki lo evoish. I'm not embarrassed as a novi. I'll tell them the way it is, because that's what they need to hear. And that's the, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to tell them that when they're talking nonsense, they're telling the truth. So, Hashem Yazor, Al tiremem midivreim al tiro. Don't be scared of them. Okay, etc., etc. Again, a whole list of psukim here. So two things here. First of all, you have Yishuv Adas and Menuchas and Nefesh from Daigers. And second of all, you're not dependent on people. You're Meshukhra from all the stuff that goes on with people. There was a big Gvir, very wealthy man in South Africa. So there was some party, whatever, some evening, I don't know, whatever. But this guy supported a lot of the moistens there. One of the moistens, yeah, it was a big mouth stocker. There's a certain Rav there walked up to him and said, while you're pouring a whiskey, pour me one as well. So Balabos, the Rav, went to him and said, why don't you make, give me a whiskey as well? How are you talking like that? He said, I don't get money from him. I can talk to him however I want. You get money from him. So you have to stand and be all tiptoes. He doesn't give me any money. So why should I? Why can't he pour me a drink? I have to pour him a drink. I'm the Rav. He's the Balabos. He was right, the Rav. So I asked him. And if you were getting money from him, he says, don't ask questions. No, he was joking. No, yeah, whatever. Don't. Because he would have done the same thing as everybody else. It's easy to be shrewd when you don't need the person. No, whatever. We had a good laugh about it. Anyway, I happen to know this Rolf. He wouldn't have made any difference. I promise you. He was being recorded. I can't tell you who it was. But those who know a little bit about South African Rabbonis know what I'm talking about. So, it frees you up. You're not always looking over your shoulder. Well, a good rabbi of a community needs to know this well. So, how are you going to get your balabatim to grow if you only tell them things that they like hearing? A good rabbi is to tell people things they don't want to hear sometimes. Otherwise, what's your job? You're just telling people nice things. How are you going to tell them nice things? You've got to praise them and you've got to invest in the world of Ishtadlis. But sometimes you have to tell them things they don't want to hear in order to help them to grow. That's the case that you do for them. If you're scared of them, local kach pashut. If the board of governors controls the rov and pays his salary, and the president's in charge, then we know what it looks like. Nebuch, it's a disaster. One of the benefits of a tochen, once again, you don't have to take all these benefits at once. You can work on them one at a time slowly. One of the benefits of a tochen is that a boteach belokim, the betochen enables him to take off his mind from all the matters of olam hazeh, and then he's able to focus and concentrate all his thoughts on ninyonim of avodas Hashem. Then he looks in his menuchas hanefesh, and he has a chovas hadas, and he has very little worries about inyonim of olam hazeh. He's very similar to the alchemists. They were able, not really, but they could fool people. They could make from all different kinds of not such expensive metals, more expensive metals. They could make gold out of silver and silver out of copper. Not only that, but the Baal Batochen has 10 benefits over this guy that turns paper into dollar bills and no one would tell that they were for it. Imagine you have a machine that prints dollar bills and no one could tell you they forged. You could take them to the place where they print the dollar bills and no one would know. Put a paper and a bit of ink, you've got this computer machine, whatever, cost you $20,000. And now you can make as much money as you want whenever you want. You don't want dollars, shekels, mostuvils, hundreds, 200s, mostuvils, 50s, 10s, 20s, whatever you want. Okay? Yeah. No, because to talk about Alama Kimiki, that's not going to be real for me. This has got to be, you've got to make what we're going to do now, the next little journey we're going to take here. These 10 steps has to be very real. Because one of the things that bothers us in our betochen is if I had all the money I needed, then I'd have betochen. But we'll see the foolishness of that when we go ahead. But this Baal betochen, what am I going to look like in my Baal betochen? I'm going to look like this guy who's got this printing press that prints genuine dollars. They're not forged dollars. They're mamash genuine dollars. They're genuine dollars. was a gang of crooks in South Africa once. They wanted to make forged money. But forged money usually gets caught because it's forged. So what did they do? They stole the printing plates from the place where they print the money. And they were printing genuine money until they got caught. 50 years ago, as a mice in South Africa. You don't make forged notes. You steal the actual printing press from the place where the government prints money. So it could only happen in that neck of the woods. But okay. Fine. So you're this Amanakimiki, this guy that can print as much money as you want. Now play that through and see how calm you become. You never have to worry about bucks anymore. Yeah, you can marry your kids, you can pay your bills. You don't need to be a multimillionaire.
In cash. Huh? Pay in cash, even.
In cash, yeah, whatever. That's the, to have cash today is not so posh. But whatever, okay. Let's not get, it's a model. No, just think about how calm you become. You manage. We work, you become calm. Most of your daigas go away. You need a doctor's appointment. You know, you have to wait 6 months to see a doctor. You've got profit. $1,000 and you see a doctor tomorrow. You need an MRI. So $500. You get an MRI tomorrow. You don't have to wait till next Pesach. All your problems are your tepachot solved, yeah? Okay. So let's see why Baba Tochen is better than this by 10 steps. The machine that prints money and a machine that turns kesef into zahav, you're not going to get. Right? So drive that. You know, if you win the lottery, we all have those fantasies. You don't have to fantasize. You have a thing called Betochen and can give you 10 benefits over the guy that's got the printing press. So who wouldn't want that? Anybody doesn't want that? Who wouldn't want that? Who you got? You don't want it. A Yisrael Narishon who? What's the first advantage that a Baal Betochen has over the guy who makes silver out of gold? Again, you have to, this was the same, was written almost 1,000 years ago. You have to use your own, you have to make up your own Misholina to make it real for you. The Umanakimi, the alchemist, he needs, for his work, he needs raw materials, he needs certain machinery. Without the machinery, without the raw materials, he can't do anything. You can't get it whenever you want. You can't always get these raw materials. Sometimes there's a shortage. Sometimes where you're living, they don't have. His panosi is guaranteed to him with whatever there is in the world. Anything can become your means to panosa when a Kodesh Baruch Hu decides so. You know, people make money out of ridiculous things. Ridiculous things. Kamo shama kosuv, v'achilcho es hamon. L'mano idiocho, ki lo al alechem levode yichya odom, ki al kol moitzi pi Hashem yichya odom. I'm feeding you mon, in order that you should know, in order that I'm informing you, that a person doesn't just live off bread. He lives on whatever comes out of Hashem's mouth. That's what you could live off. Hashem has no shortage of ways to give a person panosa wherever he is with whatever Hashem wants to give him panosa from. Somebody sold a baseball card for $14 million. Who would have thought you could make a panosa out of a baseball card? Yeah? Eliyahu Novi, you know the famous story of Eliyahu Novi and the ravens and the Yishal Mona? Avadi hid away the Novi, the Navim, and he was feeding them and taking care of them with bread and water. Those that are looking for Hashem, the seeker of Hashem, not lacking anything. Hashem Someone who has fear of Hashem will not be lacking anything. So the Baal B'tochen has a major advantage over the alchemist, because the Baal B'tochen doesn't need anything. Wherever he is, whatever he's doing, whether he's hiding in a cave from the evil Isabel, Hashem will feed him there with whatever he needs. Shum by your power also is running away and hiding from the road. Whereas the alchemist, he needs a whole lot of different stuff. But it's easy to put this machinery and the chomerim and the raw materials to get them and find them all the time. So he has a tiger, this alchemist. Will I be able to get the raw materials I need for my machine? Because the Baal B'tochen doesn't even have that tiger, because he knows that wherever he's in the world, he'll live off it. Well, there was a famine in Yerushalayim not long ago. After the founding of the state, it might have been just before the founding of the state, Lord Zochir, terrible, terrible hunger in the land. The road from Tel Aviv, which was all the supplies used to come to Yerushalayim, was blocked by Arabs, and the convoys couldn't get through. It was when they started building the Burma Road. But before they built the Burma Road, supplies couldn't get from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. And the starvation in Yerushalayim was horrific. And then suddenly growing on the hills of Yerushalayim was a plant out of nowhere. It started growing and growing and growing. And people then understood something about plants, understood. And people survived eating those plants that grew out of the mountains. Kosh Boko wants to feed you. He's got ways to feed you. And if he doesn't want to feed you, there's nothing you can do. You won't have food. But second advantage over the guy with a computer $15 machine. This Umanakimika, there's certain things he needs to do, certain work and actions and jobs he needs to do, that without them, he won't be able to produce the metals he's trying to produce. And it can happen. It's quite possible that the chemicals he's using to put about to pull off this job that he's doing, the poison from the met, from the chemicals, the smoke, whatever, could actually kill him, make him ill. He always has to work very hard. He has to work very hard to produce this. There's a lot of avoid involved in this process. I've never done it. I don't know what's involved. But apparently there were guys like this, and it was a very difficult job. They didn't actually make gold out of silver. It was a forgery, but they made it so good that people fell for it. There's a guarantee that he won't be damaged from the shtadlis he's making, if he's making the right shtadlis. But he's 100% convinced nothing's going to happen to him. Because he knows that whatever Hashem's doing is good for him. Therefore he's happy. Not just he accepts it. I'm stuck in traffic. I call it to Vav. I said, Ein ma lasot. Good, this is where I'm supposed to be. No, you'll stop me up. Happy that I'm stuck in traffic. We far from that. His penosa comes to him, tranquility. We know his desheya, bitseni, amay menucha is yena leini. Calm waters. Calm. He's calm. Why? Because I couldn't come up. Hashem's taking everything. I have to do what I have to do. So, when it comes to Ruchnius, we'll see where there's room for Daiger. But when it comes to Gashmis, Dvorim Sheba Oila Mazeh, Hu Meshuchra Legamre, he's completely freed up. Now, if this sounds a little bit way above us, for sure it is. This is a Sefer written by a Rishon that the Shining themselves learned. The Rosh learned the Sefer. We have Eidos from the son of the Rosh, the brother of the Tur, that his father learned play the son of Ox. So we talked about, a Sefer that was written and learned by the Shaykh. We learned it at Sefer. So we're not going to reach these levels in a hurry. By the way, this is the only Sefer I know that has a skoma from Hashem B'kvayda Ba'atzma. His personal temple has a skoma on the Sefer. You know that? How do I know? Because the base Yosef used to learn with a Malach. And he wrote a sefer called Magid Mishorim, in which he gave over the Torah he learned from the Malach. And in Parshas Lo Zocher, he writes that the Malach told him he has to learn Chedus HaLavavas every day for half an hour. Or he told him to learn it for a perek every day, Lo Zocher, told him half an hour, or learn a perek every day, Lo Zocher. But anyway, the Malach told him he has to learn Chedus HaLavavas. Now the Malach wouldn't tell him a sefer that Hashem didn't approve of, so that's comic from Hashem the sefer. If you can have the safety, there's a skomer from Hashem. Chumash maybe. Oskram, I know that Hashem sort of, you know, wrote a mikta brofa. He approves of Moshe Rabbeinu's effort. But the safer is a skomer from Kol Gedoyle Gedoyle Olim, all learned the safer. Go on and on. Lists of Gedoyle Olim that speak about the safer. And particularly Chodesh of Shara Betochen, which is the Amud HaReshi of Hilchas Betochen. And everything you want to say about Betochen afterwards is rooted in here. Okay, so those are the two advantages that a Baal Betochen has over a person who has unlimited access to wealth. How many people went to sleep at night completely calm and relaxed because they had millions and millions, if not billions of dollars in the bank and woke up the next morning poverty stricken? Never happened, eh?